Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday morning. Monday, June the 5th, 2023. First Monday in the month of June. 54 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. And it is anniversary week here at WGH Talk. Can you believe it? 9 years we have been on the air, providing daily news, weather, obituaries, talk shows for 9 years. And we're going to celebrate all week. The actual, I believe, start date of the station was June 11th. Now, that is this upcoming Sunday. So, obviously, we're not going to have a party on a Sunday. And we won't be on the air on Sunday live on the weekend. So, we're going to celebrate this week the ninth anniversary of this station. And we're going to have guests on the program throughout the week, this week, who have been regulars on the show. Most of them, I think, have been regulars. And we're going to have some interesting conversations, reflect back on the 9 years of WGH Talk. And on Thursday night, from 7:15 to 9 p.m., you're going to have to tune in. That will be our big ninth anniversary special live, where we all will gather in the studio and have a great time and reflect back on things. And I'm sure have a lot of laughs and fun. So that's coming up Thursday night, 7:15 to 9 p.m., the big WGH Talk 9th anniversary special. And we've tried to invite a lot of people who have meant something to the station over the years. Not just people who are currently on the station, but when you've been on 9 years, you've had a lot of friends and family and people who are no longer here, but who you still get along with and still like, that you invite to a celebration like that. So hopefully we've been able to do that, and hopefully we'll have a very good time on Thursday night, and I hope you tune in for that. And I'll be telling you more about that as the week progresses. Thursday night, 7:15 to 9 p.m., the ninth anniversary special here at WGH Talk. You know, Friday night, on the Friday night show, we got to talking a little bit about the memories of WGH, and we heard from Sarah and our friend Scott, who was an avid listener of this station. I'm not sure if he's out there with us this morning, but we were talking about favorite memories of WGH over the years, and Sarah threw out a few, and I'm trying to remember. Well, Sarah said she liked our interactions that have happened over the years, and there was one in which I said something about a goldfish, I think. And, you know, to be honest with you, you know, when you do this many shows, 9 years of shows, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, you forget things. And I'd forgotten that, but that was a very funny memory. And I'm trying to remember the other memory. Oh, Scott's memory on Friday night was having Daddy Wags on the show. Do you remember when Daddy Wags from QFM came in for 3 hours and did 3 hours live with us one morning? And I think Scott also talked about Geraldo, and the Geraldo Journal that we did a couple years ago. That was a lot of fun. So it's good to hear these memories. And by the way, if you have a favorite memory of the 9 years of WGH Talk, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. We know we have a lot of faithful listeners out there who've been with us for a long, long time. Is there a memory that sticks out for you or something that you remember well? Maybe a guest, maybe something that happened on the air. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 22 minutes past the hour. And it seems as to me as if Sarah was also talking about the Christmas Eve mornings where we used to have the eggnog that was spiked with moonshine. Now, those made for some very interesting Christmas Eve mornings. And, you know, I was trying to remember, after I talked to Sarah, how that all got started. And I don't, you know, it's weird because traditions start sometimes completely unexpectedly, not planned at all, and then they go on for years and years and years and years. And I don't really remember how that one got started. The best I can remember, I remember Terry Klein. Christmas Eve morning was always kind of a light morning because you usually don't bring guests in on Christmas Eve because people are getting ready to celebrate with their family. And we decided to do Christmas Eve morning because people don't usually celebrate during the day. And I think Terry Klein, for some reason, brought eggnog in. Maybe it was just to celebrate the holiday. Now, why he spiked it with moonshine, I really don't know why that started to happen. But it was a tradition for many, many years around here, and we always had a good time doing it. So those are things that stick out in my mind, not just the interviews and the trips that we have taken. But by the way, trip-wise, we have taken this show to Toledo. We have been in Cleveland. We have been in New York. We have been in, oh, geez, where else have we been? We've been all over the place. Pittsburgh. A lot of fun trips over the 9 years here at WGH Talk, and a lot of fun. So the big anniversary special will be on Thursday night from 7:15 until 9 p.m., and you won't want to miss that, and we'll recount all of those memories. And again, if you have a memory that you would like to share, or just something you'd like to reflect back on, 24 minutes past the hour here, feel free to call in 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, it's also funny, we got into another conversation on the Friday night show, and I believe one of our listeners, Trish, called in during this conversation. We kind of ended the show on it last week. Now, the conversation was, is it okay to end a relationship in an email or a text message or a messenger through social media? Basically was the idea. Now, it seemed to me like Sean and Matthew on Friday both felt that you should go to the person and that you're a coward if you do not go to the person and end the relationship. Now, to me, I didn't care. I thought that if you end something in a text message or something like that, that's fine. It cuts down on the drama of being around that person. And I've always thought that if you do that during you know what you're doing if you're breaking up with somebody in a social media way. It's probably because you don't want to face that person because there is some kind of emotion you have with them. Because if there's no emotion left with the person, then what's the big deal about being around them? Or maybe you're just, I don't know. I wouldn't think you'd be frightened of them. I don't know what that is. Maybe nervous. Maybe you're just a nervous person. But the reason I think it's okay is it just cuts down on the drama. Like I've said for a long time on this show, I don't think it's wrong to have a relationship, friendship with people in your past, but I also don't think it's wrong to end a relationship in a message. You know, I think sometimes things just run their course, and why have all that drama in a meeting where people start crying and getting angry, and it's just a whole mess. I figure you can just bypass that whole mess and not do that at all. But that was a conversation on Friday that got a lot of play, and we had a lot of fun with that. It's always fun when we have a difference of opinion. You know, we never argue off the air, but it's fun to have those discussions on the air. Now, does anybody have any opinions on that? Should you end a relationship with somebody via text message or messenger, or do you have to do it in person? I guess is the main question, was the conversation we were having on Friday. 740-751-4038. And much like last week, we do want to check in with Sarah and Lee. Now, Lee did call in on Friday morning, so we did hear from him. I hope he's still doing okay. I know he was having some trouble last week, but I hope he's still out. Things are still well with him. And Sarah called in quite a few times last week. It was good to hear her voice again. So I hope she's out there driving the bus this morning. And if either one of them get a chance to call in this morning, it's always good to hear from them and know that they're doing well. As, you know what, as well as anybody else. So, let us know, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, this weekend, had a very interesting trip. On Saturday, decided to go down to Columbus with a group of people and did a little bit of work, but also had a little bit of fun. We started downtown Columbus. By the way, we went to the North Market on Saturday. Now, I've been to the North Market several times, and I like the North Market. But, well, let me say this. I normally take pictures of the things that we do so you can see them on social media when we get back, and I talk about them on Monday morning. Well, I'll tell you, there was no chance in the world that I was going to be able to take a picture of the things we were doing at the North Market, because the North Market was so busy on Saturday. I have never seen that place that busy. And also, conversely, do you remember the story a few months ago where there were, when they were doing some work on the North Market, doing some construction, they found out that there was a cemetery there and some dead people were there, and they had to move the dead people? Well, let me tell you, here's what I learned on Saturday going to the North Market, that the parking lot for the North Market is completely gone. That's where the construction is being done. So there is no longer a parking lot for the North Market, at least temporarily. And that must be where all the hubbub was when it came to this whole cemetery thing. So there's no parking at the North Market. So you've got to find a place to park at the North Market. And if you've ever been to that area of Columbus, which is right in the heart of downtown near High Street, that is not an easy place to find a parking spot. Not an easy place at all, especially on a Saturday afternoon when the place is packed. So had a good time at the North Market, went in, saw a lot of interesting stuff, a lot of interesting food, as always. But, boy, finding a parking space was certainly a trip. And you know what's interesting? You had all these DoorDashers and people like that who were parking in these lots next to the North Market that were private property. And I said to one of them, I said, well, is it okay to park here? And the lady just said, well, you know, I'm DoorDash. I'm only going to be in there for about 15 minutes. So, I don't think it's going to be a problem. You know, you just don't know. So we started at the North Market and then decided to go down to the State House. The State House is always a fun place to visit. Went down to the State House and ended up in a pizza shop for lunch called Pizza Ruistica. I want to make sure I get this right. R-U-S-T-I-C-A. Ruistica. Pizza Ruistica. Now, this is right across the street from the State House, and they have very, very, very good pizza. Now, we met up with Ted Williams there, and we taped a little anniversary video, which will be up on YouTube sometime this week. But Ted was in a good mood. We had a lot of fun on Saturday afternoon, and the pizza at Pizza Ruistica, why do I want to call it Ruista? Ruistica. It's Ruistica. Pizza Ruistica. Down right across from the State House is a great place to go. And boy, they are friendly people. And they give you, I ordered a slice of pizza with my soda, and they give you six pieces of pizza. So it's very, very good, and I wasn't the only one who tried it. Ted tried it, and some other people with us tried it, and everybody liked the pizza down at Pizza Rustica in downtown Columbus. Had fun with Ted, as I said. Ted's always a good time. He was in a good mood on Saturday, and we talked about the 9 years here at WGH. Then we went over to Olentangy River Road to WCMH, where we met up with Ben Gelber. Now, Ben Gelber has called into this station many times, and I consider Ben a friend. And I've been interviewing Ben pretty much back to the beginning of my broadcasting career 21 years ago. So we go over to WCMH. Now, I don't know what happened here weather-wise on Saturday, but as we're driving over to WCMH, I can kind of tell that the skies are getting dark in Columbus. And I'm thinking, you know, this is probably not the best thing when you're going to enter when you're going to interview the meteorologist for the station. So we get over there, and we get through the gate, and we're sitting in the parking lot. And as we're sitting there, you start to hear thunder. And I'm thinking, oh, this is not going to go well. So Ben Gelber comes to the door and says, you know, guys, I'm in the middle of this storm. I got to be close to the weather station. Could you pull around front? And that way I can be close to the weather station. So we pulled around front, went back out the gate, pulled around front. And by the time we had pulled around front, the skies were dark, and it was starting to sprinkle. So Ben comes out, and he says, well, I've really got to watch this storm. I put a camera here in the doorway. He said, I don't think this storm's going to last very long, so if we could wait it out, that would be great. So we get back in our cars, and we sit there in the parking lot. It didn't last very long. It was under 20 minutes. We sat in the parking lot, watched the storm happen, which was not a huge storm at all, just a summer storm. And the interesting thing was, while this was all going on, the door where Ben Gelber was just kept blowing open and blowing shut. And at one point, it blew the door open so far that Ben had to come out and pull the door shut again. But regardless, the storm did end, and then Ben came outside, and you know what's funny? Some things never change. Ben Gelber came out with a ruler, and I thought, well, I wonder what he's going to do with that. He was checking the rain gauge. You know, we all still check the rain, with all this technology we have. I remember years ago checking the rain gauge at WMRN. We had a gauge out back that every morning I had to take a little ruler outside and measure how much water had fallen, and then you'd dump it so that the next day you could get an accurate reading of how much water had fallen. Well, here, all these many years later, on big television station WCMH, Ben Gelber still goes out after a storm with his little tape measure and measures the rain gauge. So he came out, we did an interview, had a good time with Ben, as always, took pictures, and once we were done with all that, he just wanted to talk weather. So we stood in the parking lot for I don't know how long, just talking about weather and his love of radio, actually. So Ben's been there for 42 years, and I said to Ben, how long are you going to keep on keeping on there, Ben? And he said, as long as the health holds up, he'd like to keep on keeping on. So we had a lot of fun with Ben Gelber. And it's always a lot of fun to visit WCMH. It's a very interesting place in an interesting area. If you've never visited a television station, try to set up a meeting sometime and maybe tour the place. Local television stations are very unique to look at, especially one that's broadcast here in Marion, because you know what it looks like on television, but when you're actually there, it's a little different. It's just endlessly fascinating to me, but I'm interested in broadcasting. So after that, it was probably lunch, our dinner time. So we went over to Polaris and ate at Five Guys. Now, Five Guys is an interesting place to eat at because you have to order your burger separate, your fries separate, your drinks separate. And I got a very good burger. Burgers are very good. But let me tell you something about the fries at Five Guys. Hey, there's a little rhyme for you. The fries at Five Guys. They are the saltiest fries I think I've ever eaten at any establishment. Now, I know that I have eaten at Five Guys before, but boy, were those fries salty. And I don't mind salt. Now, I never really salt anything, but these fries were extra salty. I think that must be their trick. But it was a good dinner, good time. And then we swung over to Dairy Queen and got a blizzard, because after the day we were having, because it was hot. It was very warm on Saturday. Thought, well, you know what? An ice cream will be nice, and got a nice Oreo blizzard. And the people with me got some milkshakes, so on and so forth. So it was really just a fun day on Saturday. And it goes to show you, again, you can have fun doing just about anything when you're with the right people. And that Saturday was just a fun day, and we ended up getting a lot done. You know, taped the thing with Ted, taped the thing with Ben, made it to Channel 4, visited Pizza Rustica, went to the North Market, went to Five Guys. Perfect day. So had a lot of fun on Saturday, and hope you did as well with that very warm weather that we had. Now, let me tell you another thing that happened to me this past weekend, which I think is kind of interesting. Now, as many of you know, on social media, a lot of times people will send you a message, and you clearly have no idea who they are. And this has happened to me before, and usually I just kind of don't pay attention to it, because I don't know this person, and I don't want to talk to this person who I don't know. So on Saturday, I think this was Saturday, I got a message from somebody, and I looked at the picture, a girl, and I had no idea who she was, and I thought, well, this is probably one of those instances where I just don't know who the person is, and maybe it's not even a real person. So they said, hey, how are you doing? And I said, I'm doing fine. And I said, do I know you from somewhere? And the person said, yes, from Sears. And I thought, well, this is kind of unique, because I did spend 7 years at Sears when I was in high school and college, but this girl does not look familiar to me at all. And I'm thinking, man, was she a customer? Did I work with her? Let me try to dig a little deeper here, because I don't want to be rude and just say I don't know who you are. So I said, oh, okay. I said, where else might I know you from? And she said, I used to come sit on your porch and talk back in those days when I had an apartment. And I thought, sit on my porch and talk? I thought, who in the world was I having over on my porch talking to that I knew from Sears back in those days? So I knew at this point that this person was a real person, and clearly I did know them from the past, but I had no clue, and I'm looking right at their picture thinking, who in the world is this? So I continue talking, keep talking to this person, because I'm trying to get more information, because I don't want to be rude and just say I don't know who you are. And finally, they said something that struck in my head, finally. They said, remember, I was in the Navy. I had just gotten out of the Navy when I came to Sears. And I thought, oh, okay. I kind of remembered the person. Now, what had happened years ago, I don't know how many years ago this was now, but it's been a few years ago, obviously, if it was back in the Sears days. There was this girl who was a little bit younger than me. Not a whole lot younger, but a little bit. And she had enlisted in the Navy, I think, when she got out of high school. And after the Navy run, and she was, I don't think she was active combat in the Navy. I don't remember exactly what her place was. I think she was a nurse, to be honest with you, because I think that's what she does now. I think she's a nurse. But anyway, she was a nurse, and she got out of the Navy and ended up at Sears for a while, and I don't remember why that was. But the one thing I remember about this girl is when she showed up at Sears, because we had a lot of guys my age and younger guys who worked at Sears, everybody wanted to date this girl. I don't know what it was about her, but everybody hit on this girl left, right, and sideways. Now, I did not hit on this girl left, right, and sideways. Now, maybe that's why I had a good relationship with her. And apparently she came on my porch and we had conversations. Although I don't remember that at all. I, honest to God, don't remember that. That you know, that just shows where the brain goes as years go by. But it was so nice to get acquainted with her again. And, hey, you meet new friends all the time, I guess. So, you know, she's back here in Marion, and I guess she ended up in South Carolina for a while. And now she's back in Marion, and I think, you know, we're gonna meet up at some point and hopefully have a good time. So once again, it's one of those cases where you don't see somebody for a long time, and maybe you weren't even all that close with them to begin with, although I might have been closer with her than I remember, although I don't remember it. So that's just a word to the wise. I guess don't turn down all requests that are sent to you on social media, because clearly in this case, I had no idea who this person was until they jogged my memory, and there are still parts of it that I don't remember. So that should be a lot of fun, and I look forward to, I'll report back once her and I get together, and maybe seeing her in person and reflecting back on some of the things we did will help me remember her in some way. So let's hope that happens. By the way, phone lines are open here, 43 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the question's on the table this morning. Does anybody have a favorite memory of the 9 years of WGH Talk here, as we are into our 9th year this week? What do you think? Are you able to break up with people through a text message or a social media post? Maybe. I don't seem to have a problem with it. Everybody else did. And have you ever run into somebody who maybe you knew at one point in your life, but for some reason you can't recall the friendship or relationship or whatever it was? Have you ever had that thing where a certain amount of time passes and for whatever reason, it's a total blank in your mind? So those are the questions. Or have you ever been down to Pizza Rustica or WCMH or Five Guys? What do you think about Five Guys fries? Are Five Guys fries as salty as I feel they are? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on any of this. 58 minutes past the hour, mostly cloudy skies. And if Lee or Sarah are out there, give us a buzz. Let me know how you're doing on this Monday morning. Mostly cloudy skies, 58 degrees here in Marion. 740-751-4038. Okay, little more business here to do this morning. Last week, I was in the studio. Let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this here on WGH.
Go ahead, caller.
So here's my problem. First of all, my phone's kind of jacked up. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, so here is my fry hack. When I go to McDonald's, I always ask them for no salt fries, because that does two things. It ensures that I get fresh fries, and I'd be knowing when they take the whole fries and dunk them back down the grease. Mickey D's. I said I wanted fresh fries. So that gives me my piping hot fresh fries straight out of the grease. And then I'll just have like a salt packet in my glove box where I can add the amount of salt that I want, if I want any salt at all, because my doctor told me I need to stay away from salt.
Well,
so you could have went right on up to that counter and been like, I'm not suggesting that you throw your weight around or be demanding or rude, but you're like, these are just really way too salty for me. Could I have some fresh fries with no salt, please?
Yeah, I would have to do that next time because, honestly, I could not finish the fries. They were that salty. And I've eaten fries a lot of different places. But these things were just covered in salt. Now, the burger was very good. I mean, they cooked the burgers fresh stuff on them, tomato, lettuce, all that sort of thing. But the fries are just so salty down there. I mean, they really just taste like salt.
Yeah, Yeah, and then by the other side of the token, I also don't get an attitude when they say, well, will you pull up? Sure, because I don't expect to sit there and run your drive-through timer up, you know, because I'm a little princess demanding fresh fries. Don't them pull up, but it's worth the wait, I think. And plus, after it's healthier, after you get in a habit of eating them without the salt, you really don't even miss it, honestly.
Well, yeah, and I think when you put a lot of salt on fries, particularly something like fries, if you oversalt them, that's what they end up tasting like, is just salt.
Well, common sense dictates, how are they going to get you to buy their overpriced pop if they don't load you down with salt?
Maybe that's it. It's a thirst thing. Yeah. They've got to get drained.
Tactic. Like, we'll make them so thirsty they have to buy a bunch of overpriced. What is, like, a large soft drink at McDonald's, isn't it like $1.30-something now?
I think it's $1.38 now, which is very depressing to me after it being a dollar for years and years and years.
Rest in peace to the dollar menu. Bye, Scott.
Hey, thanks.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. We always enjoy hearing from our listeners. 740-751-4038. Well, that's a good idea with the fries. That would ensure that you were getting fresh fries at a place like McDonald's or anywhere else if you ordered them without the salt, because obviously all the fries prepared have salt on them. That's an interesting tip. Yeah, I probably should. I don't know if that's the Five Guys trademark or not. I guess I don't go there enough to really pay much attention to it. And I guess I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to it on Saturday. In any event, phone lines remain open here, 49 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Do you have a favorite memory of the last 9 years of WGH Talk here as we celebrate the 9th anniversary? Have you ever been to Pizza Rustica or Five Guys in the Columbus area, or maybe WCMH? Do you like Ben Gelber and all his weather reports? Have you ever ran into somebody who you had no memory of, but apparently you had somewhat of a relationship with them? I mean, I guess I worked with this girl, and I guess she came over to probably then it was an apartment, and we sat outside and talked. I have no memory of any of this. I just remember that there was a girl there who was in the Navy. She was younger. I think younger than I. And I remember that all the guys at that time had a big crush on her for whatever reason. And to be honest, I don't even know what the reason was, because I really can't place her. Honestly, I can't even picture her at this point. It's been that many years ago. I don't know. Have you ever had a block on somebody like this? I mean, usually I can remember people. So apparently, when I do meet up with her, I'll learn a whole new person. I'll have to go back. What in the world did I say to you when we were sitting out on the porch? What pearls of wisdom was I doling out that particular day? Because I have no memory of that. Has anybody ever had that? Or am I possibly in the early stages of some kind of memory disease? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All I remember is that she was in the Navy. And I think she was in the Navy as a nurse. I think that was the whole thing. You know, I do remember that she was, I think one of the reasons that people liked her was that she was in pretty good shape. I mean, she wasn't like a bodybuilder or anything, but she was in good shape because she had been in the Navy. And I think that was appealing at that time, obviously, to a lot of people. So I guess I can see that. But honestly, I can't even remember what she looked like. So there you go. 740-751-4038. And of course, the other question from Friday night, or I guess the question from Friday night that we're discussing here, can you end a relationship via text message or messenger or whatever? And if you do, what happens when you see that person again? Because you know inevitably you're going to see that person again. Are they going to be rude to you? Can you get along with them? You know, to me, I think you can get along with them. You just say, hello, how are you? Good to see you, blah, blah, blah. I don't know why everything has to be nasty and angry. I don't understand that. I don't know. Nasty and angry are not a good place to be. Now, I guess if you have something you want to say to them, get off your chest, you can let it rip. But other than that, I wouldn't see any reason for being nasty or angry. All right, phone lines are open, 52 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I'll tell you one thing we've learned in the last years of WGH Talk here, 9 years, is that I definitely love the Oreo Blizzards. And, well, I got one on Saturday, so that was certainly not a bad day. Now, the other bit of business, we only have 7 minutes left in this hour, but we started a trivia question, Family Feud, last week. Now, I'll tell you, here's the problem, because we started it on Thursday when I was doing the show from home, and when I went to the studio Friday, I started a whole new group of Family Feud questions. Now, this category we were doing last Thursday, I know we had some of these answers, but I don't remember which ones we had and which ones we didn't. So I'm just going to throw out the whole category again. There are 6 answers here, and let's see what we can get. And obviously you might know several of these because we did do this on Thursday. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. There are 6 answers on this particular list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, we did do this category last week, but I'm not sure. I know we did not finish it. I'm not sure which answers we had and which answers we did not have. It's quite possible we had all but one. A matter of fact, it seems to me like we might have had all but one, but who knows? Go ahead, caller.
The beach.
Yep, the beach was number 3 on the list. Thank you. Yep, the beach was number 3 on the list. So that's one of the 6 down. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. The beach was number 3 on the list. But there are 5 other answers. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I think the last one, I think you got them all with massage.
Oh, yes. Massage parlor was number 5. That's right.
Yeah, I think that's the one they had a hard time getting.
Yeah. Well, was there another one on? Because there's one on
there
here.
There was one, let's see, the massage, what was it? I got to think because when they get so many calls, there's one like a massage, but it wasn't that for a, I'll have to think because, what was it? It wasn't like a,
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. I don't think
I think to, I think somebody said the spa. I think that was it. It was something more or less like a massage, but
yeah, but now spa is number 1 on the list.
Yes. And then I think it was a hard time because spa you kind of think massage maybe then. And when you got massage, I think that was all of them. But now I'm having trouble remembering the other ones. So.
Well, we got 3. If we can get the other 3, we'll finish this off again. So we'll see if we get there.
Okay.
Yeah, spa is number 1. Beach is number 3. And massage parlor is number 5. Although, you know, who? You know what's funny? On Saturday, I passed by a massage parlor. And I thought to myself, who's going into these places? I mean, because it's certainly not hospital-like. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa is number 1, beach is number 3, and massage parlor is number 5. But we still have 3 to go. We have number 2, number 4, and number 6 on the list. Does anybody remember what they were? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
All right, go ahead.
Is church one of them?
Yep, church was number four on the list.
And I think they were trying to put like a doctor or a therapist. And I don't know if that was one. You thought it would be, but I don't think it was.
Yeah, no doctor or therapist.
Yeah.
Yep. No doctor or therapist on the list here today, but church did come in at number four. So we've got spa, sauna at number one, beach, number three, church, number four, massage parlor, number five. So we've still got two answers left and 2 minutes left to go to finish this category off, maybe for the second time. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa was one. Beach was three. Church was four. Massage parlor was five. But we've still got number two and number six. 2 minutes left to go. Everybody know what the answers are. 740-751-4038. 2 minute warning here in hour number one. We're going to take a break and come back for the big hour number two here. Only halfway done so far here this morning. Don't forget the big anniversary special comes up Thursday night, 7:15 to 9 p.m. on this station. The WGH 9th anniversary special. Don't miss that for love nor money. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa number one, beach number three, church number four, massage parlor number five. We've still got number two and number six. Number two and number six. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Is anybody going to take a stab at what these missing two answers are as we approach the 20-second mark here on WGH Talk? All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Come back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial for love nor money. We'll be back in 15. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by? You think I would know this, how you have all this audio.